You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, Brewers fans. Hope you're enjoying the holiday season. This is Tim McMaster at MLB.com. This week on the podcast, we're going to listen to some of the most memorable moments of the 2017 season, starting back in April when Eric Thames went deep twice on his way to a club record for April home runs.
We'll see what Thames did in Cincinnati the first time around. Homered in every game of the series, and a fly ball deep to right. He homered there. He homers here against Cincinnati. The story continues. Eric Thames, number 9.
Well, hung right in there on the slider. Maybe one too many sliders from Garrett. You can see that one stayed in the middle half of the plate. And Thames, I tell you, he handles that ball in there nicely.
And the pitch, swing and a fly to right and deep. Get up, get up, get out of here and gone. For Eric Thames, and he strikes again. That's number 9, and he got it all.
A strike pitch to Thames, and a fly ball. He's back into right field. Schebler going back at the wall.
It's an amazing, amazing story to start the year. My goodness.
4 runs batted in. Now the pitch. Swinging and a drive in the right. Deep. Way back. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for our claim. He's done it again against these Cincinnati Reds. High, towering, two-run.
Travis Shaw was a huge addition to the Brewers' season, and on May 1st, he came through in extras.
Now the 1-2. Swinging a high fly deep into right. Piscotty back. Track wall. Gone! 3-run homer on a 2-strike pitch, and Shaw hits a 3-run jack. 7-4 Brewers.
2 strikes or nothing to Travis Shaw. Brewers trying to scratch out a run in the 10th. Shaw trying to extend this 10th inning. Here's a 1-2, and there's a fly ball. Hit back into deep right field, and that is gone! A 3-run bomb from Travis Shaw, and the Brewers take the lead in the 10th.
Wow, a blast. Well, he got that ball down and in, and he hit it a ton. My goodness.
3 days later, Jesus Aguilar's first career homer put the crew ahead late.
A pinch hitter as Jesus Aguilar will come on. And there's a fly ball hit back into left field. Got a chance. It is gone! Jesus Aguilar, the 13th Brewer to go downtown. And the crew takes the lead in the 7th.
And that's not something Bowman does a whole lot, giving up home runs. He went down and got that pitch. A big, strong Jesus Aguilar drives one out of here. He knows what's going on.
That's
yep,
right,
high-fiving,
yeah.
You know, shadow boxing. Everybody ignoring him. Everybody's high-fiving everybody but him. Are they giving him a silent treatment?
Yeah, they're until now.
Yeah, now it can't last forever.
Swinging a high, towering drive, deep left field. It is gone. The Brewers take a 5-4 lead on the first big league home run of the career for Jesus Aguilar. He'd been waiting for that one for years. Number of ABs with Cleveland, and now in a pinch hit spot, he gives the crew the lead and he's got his first home run. 5-4 Milwaukee.
Back home in mid-May, Eric Sogard and Orlando Arcia went back-to-back against Matt Harvey.
Swinging a drive to right and deep. Hey, get up. Get out of here. Gone for Eric Sogard.
And Arcia sends one deep to right center field. Back to back. Sogard and Arcia take Matt Harvey deep. And that is how Matt Harvey's night will end.
And a drive in the air to deep right field. Forget that. That is way out of here. Eric Sogard in his first official at bat as a Milwaukee Brewer.
3-1 pitch. Swing and a drive well hit to right center. Granderson back at the track. This might go. Home run! Back-to-back home runs from Sogard and Arcia. And it is 5-2 Milwaukee.
And Terry Collins is already at the mound to remove Harvey as Arcia jumps across home plate.
Well, on a night which had a lot of implications in various areas to Matt Harvey, it doesn't end well, giving up back-to-back homers. He leaves with the Brewers ahead 5-2.
2 days later, the Brewers rallied from behind to beat the Mets again.
Have had some memorable games on Mother's Day. And there is a fly ball hit back into deep left field, and it is gone! Jonathan Villar greets Blevins with a two-run shot.
Two and two, the count on Aguilar. Hit in the air to center. Back on it. Still back at the track. It is off the top of the walls. It's an RBI double for Jesus Aguilar.
And that's a base hit in the right. It's going to score one. Here's the throw to the plate. It's through. It's not in time. And it's a one-run game at Miller Park.
Three balls, two strikes.
And there's a drive. Deep left field.
The Brewers beat the Mets with defense as well, including Ryan Franklin's rocket arm on June 1st.
2-2 the count. And that ball's hit hard left field. Up with it, Franklin. They're going to send the runner. Got a chance here. Throw comes in. Bandy the catch, the tag. And he is out at the plate. Franklin guns down Duda. Well, that's got to feel great. He's an infielder playing outfield. And he let loose with a cannon all the way through, no bounce.
And the pitch. There's a swing and a liner to left, one hopper. And the throw coming on, it's going to be all the way, and it's Bandy and the tag, and that takes care. Wow, Lucas Duda cut down on a long, perfect throw from Nick Franklin to end the New York second inning. He threw that one all the way. Jet Bandy up in the air to pull it down and was waiting for the sliding Lucas Duda.
More defense from St. Louis in June. Eric Sogard played the carom off his teammate to get the out.
That's off the gloves of Thames. Sogard makes a great play for an out. Wow.
Man, there's been some tremendous plays defensively by the Brewers tonight.
How many hits has Molina been robbed of in the last couple of nights? You can add one more to it. Look at this.
1-2. Ground ball first base side. Off the glove of Thames. Sogard picks. Throws to first. Got him! 3-4-1 on the putout. That was a gem. Eric Sogard nearly overran it, went to the bare hand, fired off balance to Torres covering.
The very next night, Thames was the hero again with his bat after Manny Pena tied things up.
San Diego just went ahead in the eighth. And now Pena sends one to left. That ball's got a chance. It is up and it is gone. A game-tying home run from Pena. And the trend continues. All 10 runs on the home run ball. And we're deadlocked once again as Manny Pena belts his third of the year. One ball, one strike. Thames in the air, left center field. Cordero's back. Cordova's back. And it's off the top of the wall. And gone again. Back-to-back games. Eric Thames with a walk-off tonight.
The night after that, Arcia proved that you don't have to leave the park to round the bases.
That ball's hit hard, center field. Arcia sends one deep, and it's off the wall. This has got a chance to go all the way around. Arcia around third. He's coming home. It's
it's going to be an inside the park home run. Arcia ties it.
That was one of the easier inside the park home runs you'll ever see. Normally you have a play at the plate.
Right. 27th inside the park home run in franchise history.
1-2. Hit in the air to center. Hit well. Backing up is Cordero at the track, at the wall. It's off the wall. This is big time trouble. Arcia around second. He's hit it around third. He's going to score. An inside the park home run for Orlando Arcia. It counts just the same as if it left the yard, just a little bit more effort from Orlando.
On June 21st, Domingo Santana and Arcia teamed up on both sides of the ball.
2-0 to Santana. Hit in the air, right field. This is trouble. If it's fair, it is a fair ball.
Two-run bomb by Domingo Santana. Brewers take the lead.
Yeah, way back in right field, just inside that foul pole.
Jaso's the go-ahead run.
Fastball back up the middle. Arcia ranges over, gloves, he throws, and
he took a base hit away from Jaso up the middle, spun around and threw a one-hopper to Eric Thames, who made sure he had that one, and this one is over.
Sogard and Jed Bandy came together to keep the Bucks off the scoreboard on June 22nd.
4-2 Milwaukee, runner at second, 1-2 the count. Here it comes, and a shot through for a base hit. Sogard ranges over. He's coming to the plate, might have a play. The tag, and
what a play by Sogard! Never gives up.
Pirates gonna want to look at it here. I can't imagine how you can actually overturn that.
Here it comes. Out. Inning over. Sogard continues to impress.
Here he comes again. The pitch. Swinging a smash towards right off the glove of Thames. The throw coming to the plate. There's gonna be a play, and they got him! Eric Thames with a diving try. Glove on it. Sogard picked it up and threw a strike to Bandy, and they nailed Adam Frazier. Sogard again with a heck of a play. That guy's all over the place.
More defense to cut down a runner at the plate on June 30th.
In the air, left center. That could be big trouble on the run. Broxton can't get it. That's going to go to the wall.
The tying run's going to try to score. Here's the throw. There's going to be a play, and they got him. Yes! Throw from Orlando Arcia right on target to Stephen Vogt covering, and they nail Real Muto. Wow, what a throw, what a play. And Joe West, the first base umpire, made that call.
2-2 on the way, fastball. Called strike three, and the ball game is over. The Brew Crew beating the Marlins tonight. Knable with not only a save, but a major league record here tonight. 40 consecutive games with at least one strikeout.
On August 16th, Pena came through in the clutch against the Pirates.
Manny Pena now representing the go-ahead run here in the bottom of this eighth inning. In the air, right field. Did he get it? Frazier's back, and the Brewers have taken the lead. The Pineapple Express has done it again. Two-run home run, Manny Pena. 7-6, Milwaukee.
And the pitch. Pena knocks one in the air to right. Way back. Warning track. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Manny Pena. And the Brewers have the lead. He just hit one to the bullpen in right. Frazier back as far as he could go, and then watch that one go out of here. Pena with his ninth of the year.
On August 30th, Keon Broxton brought one back to top the Cardinals.
Cardinals down to their last out. Crowd on its feet. 1-2. And a high fly ball, center field. Broxton going back at the wall. He leaps. Oh, my goodness!
swinging and a fly ball in the center. Back, warning track, leaping, and he got it! Tion Broxton just brought one back in the ballpark. What a play to end this game.
High fly ball. It's at the wall, and it is caught! And that's how the game ends!
And he saves the game for the Brewers. What a play that was.
One of the wildest plays of the year was on September 2nd when the Nats' Daniel Murphy got himself into a pickle.
Brewers have done a nice job. This one into right field, and Kendrick will have to wait at third now and hold to make sure that that ball scooted through the defense. And now to second, and he's out.
Little bloop single past Neil Walker. And then nobody went to go cover second base. And Murphy tried to beat Sogard there, and he applied the tag on him.
That's going to hit the ground and get through for a base hit. Kendrick had to stay right at the second base bag, fearful of a caught line drive. And now nobody's at second. Murphy is out, and he tried to advance and got tagged out.
Sure, Sogard was surprised by that.
So that's a gift for Milwaukee, an aggressive play there.
Ryan Braun reached a milestone on September 8th.
Quite a remarkable group of players that are in the 300-180 club. Ryan Braun is a home run short of joining this group. And Braun sends that one way back into center field. Hap looks up. He's at the wall. It is gone. Ryan Braun on cue. Career home run number 300. And it's a two-run blast in the first inning to give the Brewers the early lead.
This is a ballpark he has hit well in the past. The 0-1 hit in the air, deep left center field. Back is Hap at the track. It is gone. It's 2-0 Brewers on Braun's 300th of his career. And in maybe a do-or-die game for the crew, they're up 2-0.
He has always hit well at Wrigley. Towering drive just to the left of dead center, and it was gone by plenty.
Sogard played tremendous defense all season long and was at it again on September 15th.
0-2 pitch. Another jam shot. That's in shallow center field. And oh! What a catch! Oh! Eric Sogard! That's one of the best you'll see. And the inning is over. Did he even look at it? All four of his eyes are in the front of his head. I think he's got two more in the back of his head. What a play to end the inning.
Now the pitch. Swinging a soft fly into shallow left center. And this is going to drop, or is it? Caught by Eric Sogard. Whoa, what a play by Sogard to take a base hit away from D. Gordon. And another run batted in. Over the shoulder diving catch for Eric Sogard.
In the season's final week, the Brewers had a little more drama walking off against the Cubs.
Orlando Arcia to lead things off. And the pitch. Swinging a drive to left in the corner. It is a fair ball.
In the ballpark didn't even realize that Arcia had just tied the game.
Tell you what, he knew it. But there's some adrenaline for you.
Jay with a bouncer up the middle. That's going to get through. And the Cubs have once again given themselves a one-run lead. And the Brewers need a rally to keep this game going or win it. Swung on, hit in the air, left center, back Hap at the track. Gone!
And Milwaukee has walked it off!
The Brewers with that little heartbeat now, that was a must win and a huge comeback.